creator of all things, Allah the revealer of all truth, Allah the sender of all prophets, we thank him for Moses and the Torah. We thank him for Jesus and the gospel. We thank him for Muhammad and the Holy Quran, and may the peace and blessings of the one God be upon all of his worthy servants. It is on behalf of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad and his national representative, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, that I greet you all with the greeting words of peace. We say it in the Arabic language. As-salamu alaykum. First, I want to thank our host pastor, the Reverend Gordon Humphreys. Surely, many of us are here, specifically in our outrage and anger over the murder of our brother, Oscar Brown. But you should know that before our brother was taken from us by a merciless man called Mezzel,
come on,
that there were meetings being held and hosted in this sanctuary of brothers and sisters who had begun a process of hosting town hall meetings in order to engage, to encourage dialogue in our community. I heard Reverend Humphreys in opening speak of the activism of his father, great pastor in Chicago, Illinois, that felt that the doors of the church are not to be shut on those who are said to be sinners. In fact, the doors of the church are to fling open for those that are in need. And our Reverend is making a wonderful demonstration that when we needed a place to host a meeting, sometimes we found ourselves going to and fro, up and down, and finding no place that would open up its door. But when Reverend Humphreys heard that they were black men initially who decided that we needed a place to gather, Reverend Humphreys and my brother, the Reverend Zach Carey, opened up their doors for brothers to gather. We didn't know when we gathered, pre-scheduled on January the 2nd or 3rd, that Saturday, that we would host a meeting of men who were looking to organize and mobilize themselves to change the quality of our life. We never knew when we called for that meeting that a merciless man called Mezzel would shoot our brother down while we were at the root of attempting to organize. And so tonight's meeting is another step in this process of organization. For I heard Minister Farrakhan once say to us that organization is more important than truth. So tonight we will hear from the areas of the East Bay and other parts of the Bay Area that have now, for months in some cases, years in others, been effectively organizing on the principle of justice for the people where we live. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, a man who, like you and me, loves justice.
Yeah.
The Bible says that justice stands afar off and equity cannot enter because truth has fallen in the street. So in a weekly way in San Francisco, gathering our community leaders and persons and activists that are black, who are brown, who are red, who are yellow, and who are white, who have grown tired of the continued injustice that our people have suffered in the Bayview Hunters Point community in San Francisco. And out of a cry for justice, a principle of fair dealing, justice the eventual working out of what has been wrong. When our children in San Francisco were poisoned by the development companies that saw building houses to be more important than protecting the lives of people. Well, now it was one thing to look at a greedy developer, but then it was a whole other issue to discover that the government that says that it's supposed to protect you, that has been developed in the name of protecting the rights of people, never protected the rights of one single man, woman, or child in Bayview Hunters Point. And so the answer was, let's organize. There have been town hall meetings for nearly 2 years in San, or 3 years in San Francisco in response. A few weeks ago, we learned of a sister of ours who, like many of us, moved out to Antioch. And when she got there, she discovered that in Antioch, we weren't so welcome there. They found out that she had a Section 8 voucher. If you have a Section 8 voucher, don't raise your hand. You know we got a few. And when she moved in, it turned out that they didn't want her there. So as we've been fleeing the city of Oakland into the Stockton area, we found out that in Stockton we suffer there too. In Mountain House we suffer there too. In Richmond we suffer there too. So sprouting up in every area is a town hall meeting. Tonight we want for you and I to learn a little more about the suffering of our people, but also to know that the suffering that we have felt, we have not felt it alone. And so moving forward, in Oakland, on New Year's Day, a brother of ours, a son of ours, and a father of ours, traveling, minding his own business on a BART train. Unbeknown to many of my friends, I actually got on that train and got off at that station a few days before. So when I saw my brother, as you saw our brother Oscar Graham, we saw a young man who's fruit, a young man who had a productive life, a young man that no matter what BART and BART police tried to spin after they killed him, a good man. For there was nothing that he or others with him could be accused of that would suggest that officers of BART had any reason not only to shoot him. If you start from the beginning, you found that not only was he shot, he and his friends were brutalized before he was shot.
Right.
And when each and every one of us watched what happened to our dear brother, it caused us, after a few days of shock, we may in fact have been suffering shock. Blood pressure changes.
Come on.
Heart rate changes. Maybe we couldn't believe what we were looking at with our own two eyes, for it couldn't be that a brother could be on a BART train celebrating maybe with others for New Year's night, and an officer sees him pleading for his life and shoots him down, dead on the ground, handcuffed, laying down on his face while another officer held him down. It wasn't a justified shooting in any way, shape, or form. It was, in fact, an execution. And so on that following Wednesday, a press conference was held. A group of leaders gathered on the Tuesday prior to discuss what happened with Brother Oscar. Those leaders came from the churches. Those leaders came from local mosques. Those leaders came from community activists, who many of whom participated in the group that exists here in Oakland, called the Black Elected Officials and Clergy of the East Bay. And within minutes, we knew that we had to attach ourselves to this issue as a primary cause of our lives. For we could not watch the murder of our brother and allow the silence that our community had seen for nearly a week continue. So we chose to hold a press conference on the steps of the Alameda County Courthouse. We chose that particular location because the district attorney, Tom Orloff, when our city council person, Desley Brooks, asked him, what is he doing to bring justice in the murder of Oscar Grant? He refused to answer forthrightly. And she asked him, would he be willing to meet with this group who met right in that little room there? Well, Mr. Orloff answered, I would meet with three of you. Well, I think there's more than three of us in this room right now, isn't it? And I think that every one of us wants to hear what the DA would do. Since the DA did little or nothing, the mayor of Oakland called him out and made him speak. From that point forward, activism was reborn in the city of Oakland. I want to bring before you, first, a family member of Oscar Grant. I was blessed to speak at a rally organized by one of our speakers this evening, and my brother came on the stage behind me, and after hearing us chant, I am Oscar Grant, because we all know the suffering of Brother Oscar, as we all have been brutalized before, or someone in our family has. My brother came and whispered in my ear and said, I really am Oscar Grant. I want you to join me in giving a big round of applause to the grandfather of Oscar Grant, Oscar Grant III.